It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Santa Claus got a dirty job, and he does it all night long.
I tell you what, Mike. Man, you got a hit here.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. When I saw the headline and it said, Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs on top of Adele and on top of Elton John, I said, I got to read more. And then come to find out.
Between the two, I think I'd rather be on top of Adele.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
So it's been since 1994 that I think we had a hit Christmas song. I mean, you tell me one between now and since Mariah Carey. You actually have a number one Christmas song, and I think this one is going to stick for holiday seasons to come, I believe.
Well, I hope so. All the money we raise from it goes to charity. John Rich has Folds of Honor, and I got this thing called MicroWorks. It's a scholarship program, you know, for people who want to learn a trade. But it was a goof. You know, I mean, that's the way this business works. Sometimes you spend years working on something that you care deeply about and nobody gives you the time of day. And then one day you walk into a bathroom with a guy in a cowboy hat and write a song and the Oak Ridge Boys help you do it. And 2 days later, you're on the charts. You know, you just never know what's going to work until you put it out there.
Yeah, it's got a catchy hook, I must say. And you've been singing a long time, right? When did you first start using your voice to sing? You knew you had a little something in those pipes?
I mean, it goes all the way back for me to high school. I had a stutter when I was a kid and, you know, was kind of shy. I had a low voice, but I didn't know how to use it. And then I got lucky, got a music teacher who basically taught me that you can't stutter when you sing. And one thing led to the next, and I wound up getting in the National Opera and stayed for a couple of years when I was in my 20s. And that's really how I got into the business. But I was never really a professional singer. It's just something I kind of did because I could. The whole voice thing really happened with National Geographic. I started narrating those nature documentaries when I was 25, 26 years old. And I've never stopped doing that, you know. So if there's a wildebeest trying to get across the vast reaches of the barren Serengeti, but being slowly eaten by a hyena, you know, that's probably me telling you about
what
it.
What a delivery, my man. Did you have a voice coach, or is this something you yourself taught? I mean, that delivery is pretty smooth. You're pretty good at that narration thing.
I don't think you can teach it, to be honest, but you can learn it. And to learn it, all you have to do is watch. You know, there's an absolute rhythm and a style and an approach that great narrators use. It's similar. They're all similar, and yet the good ones are all uniquely different as well. So you got to kind of follow their example, but then you also have to find your own thing, and that only comes with doing it. Can't teach it.
Not only did you get the band back together for this Santa's Got a Dirty Job, but the whole crew is getting back together for another season of Dirty Jobs. Has it really been 10 years since the last episode of Dirty Jobs? How could that be possible?
I know it, man. Don't they go by in a blink? The last thing I shot was 2012 over in Australia. And, you know, I came back and had an honest conversation with the network. You know, we had made our point. We had done 300. We'd shot everywhere. And I said, look, I don't want the show to jump the shark. I don't want it to be anything different than it always was, which is just an honest look at a day's work through the eyes of an apprentice. And it was physically hard, too. You know, I probably should have done this show 10 years earlier than I did. I was 42 when it started. But, yeah, I swore I'd never do another one. But then, you know, the lockdowns and essential work gets in the headlines, and so many people reached out and said it would be good for Dirty Jobs to come back just to show people what work looks like in 2022. And I couldn't disagree.
Is it true your granddad inspired the show Dirty Jobs?
It is. Carl Noble was his name. He only went to the seventh grade, but by the time he was 30, he was a electrician, an architect and a steam fitter and a pipe fitter and a welder and a mechanic. He was that guy. And I wanted to do a show for him. Not a series. I wasn't looking to do a hit. I just had 3 one-hour specials that I filmed and shopped around, and the Discovery Channel took them. And once we got him on the air, all hell broke loose. You know, not because it was a great show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Go, but because people saw it and wanted to share their stories of dirty jobs. I never seen anything like it. I mean, I literally thousands and thousands of letters from people not saying, oh, you're so funny or this show's so great, but saying, you got to meet my mother, my brother, my sister, my dad, my cousin, my uncle. You know, wait till you see what they do. And that's when I knew we're onto something. You know, the country needs an honest look at work. And that's what Dirty Jobs became. It was fun, but it was authentic. And you know, that's why that just when I thought I was out, they sucked me back in, Gentry. And that's why it happened.
Well, us, the American people, we're the ones that get to enjoy the show. We're happy to have it back. It hits the airwaves on January 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern on Discovery. Dirty Jobs is back with our guest here, Mike Rowe. Of all the 300 episodes, there's probably some you've forgotten, but there's got to be one, two out there that was the dirtiest of them all. What's the job that after you got done shooting it, you were like, damn, that was even dirty for Mr. Dirty Jobs?
Yeah, you know, it really depends on what you mean by dirt. Like, the first season was all about crap. I mean, feces from every species. Everywhere I went, I was shoveling crap because I thought that's what Dirty Jobs, you know, would be all about. And then in the second season, it was all about artificial insemination, you know, violating barnyard animals. You know, it just became a whole different thing. Then it became dangerous. Then it became risky. Then it became all these different things. So I don't have a good answer for you, but the ones that I remember the most are the ones that left me limping the next day, like cleaning out cement trucks. Nobody ever thinks of this as a job, but you know, when you see a cement truck going down the highway and that drum is spinning, well, every time it spins, it forms another layer of cement inside. So by the end of the day, the inside of a drum on a cement truck is very small. And so you crawl into this space with a jackhammer, and you put on your mask and your earplugs and your goggles, and you just hold this 90-pound pneumatic jackhammer and blast all the concrete away. And it is backbreaking, and it's difficult, and it's got to be done. If it's not done, there's no concrete. If there's no concrete, there's no buildings, roads, and bridges. So it's an important job, but holy crap, you know, most people never, ever think about it. And if you do it for 1 8-hour shift, you're going to walk funny for a week.
Well, you've been a working man damn near all your life, like the great song says. I know you're an advocate for trade schools. Explain to the youth out there why plumber and not English language literature major.
Well, you look, the first thing I'd say is it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can be a plumber who quotes Emily Dickinson and Jeff Chaucer, or you can be an English major who understands how to fix a busted toilet.
Yeah.
The most interesting people I know can do both. But right now, the shortages in our country and the opportunities in our country are not for English majors. there for plumbers. They're for welders. My foundation has trained 1,400 people and gotten them the skills they need. And many of those people started with a welding certificate and now make well north of six figures a year. Kids just don't understand how much opportunity exists in many of these jobs. My foundation gives away $1 million a year in scholarships to train people in those areas. So we'll be doing that again in a month or two over at MicroWorks. In fact, that's where the money from Santa's Got a Dirty Job goes. You know, it's a fundraiser for all that.
Give that new single a spin this holiday season. Santa's Got a Dirty Job with, of course, John Rich from Big and Rich. I often hear you, Mike, say you refer to your friends on the left and your friends on the right. In these very conflicted times we're in, Mike, any advice to us this holiday season how we keep our friends and our friends from the left and from the right from not killing each other? And how do you stay friends with both sides?
Well, look, you just have to constantly remind yourself of the things that we still have in common. You know, we all still want what's best for our kids. We all still love our dogs. You know, we all share the same fears and frustrations for the most part. But we've just let a lot of outside forces divide us unnecessarily. Look, the news is what it is because there's money in making us anxious and scared. And so that's what the news does. And, you know, our news feeds are just, unfortunately, filled with people unfriending people for what? You know, what in the world is really happening? I think, you know, I work on shows that attempt to tap the country on the shoulder and say, hey, get a load of her, get a load of him. Wait till you see what they do, whether it's Dirty Jobs or Somebody's Got to Do It or How America Works or The Way I Heard It or Returning the Favor. Or there have been a bunch of shows, but it's...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My job is, I think, just to remind people that we still all get up and put our pants on the same way and walk around. We've still got the same hopes, still got the same dreams. But this business of opportunity, that's the divide that worries me most. The idea that so many people in our country have come to believe that opportunity is dead, that's just demonstrably and fundamentally not true. You know, we got 11 million jobs that are open right now. And so this is not a political thing to say. This is just a fact. If you're willing to learn a skill that's in demand, there's no telling how far you can go. And that should bring us all together because it's good news for everyone.
And finally, is it true your friends that you talk to on the left, are those the ones that run Hollywood? People want to know.
Well, I'd say, look, far be it from me to generalize, but since we're out of time, yeah, that's about right.
There you go. Dirty Jobs, the hit series, returns Sunday, January 2nd, 8 o'clock on Discovery. Also, listen to his podcast, The Way I Heard It. The great Mike Rowe, thank you so much for your time, and Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
You did something for the first time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.